Hello, everyone. Max Forte with another Max Chat. Today, I have the pleasure to talk to Curly Fragrance, Michela. So, Michela, thank you so much for joining us today. You are one of the, I would say, easily the past couple of years, you became one of the best YouTubers out there, one of the most viewed for sure. And you definitely made an impact with your approach. So welcome to the podcast. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Max. What a nice intro.
It's a pleasure. I met Michela a couple of times, once at Max Aroma. They had an event, I want to say last year, around this time. I think it was like May, June of last year. It was the first time
May.
Exactly. Which is close to your birthday as well, because I know
it
you were Taurus.
My birthday. Yeah.
See, there you go. I have a good memory. So it was great to meet her. She's lovely in person. I mean, she's lovely on camera, but in person, I always think in person is much better anyway, because you have that personal feeling, that more you can look in someone's eyes and see their vibe. And she was just a great person. Miss Fresh was amazing as well. I love meeting her. She's really down to earth. Very, very much a fun girl. And she always speaks her mind too, which I love. You know, Michela and Miss Fresh always speak their minds. I love people like that. So it was great to meet them. And then we met again at Exxon's a few months ago in Italy, which I had the pleasure to meet your mom. Your mom's also an awesome person.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your journey, Michela. Like, when did this all begin? Like, when did you actually have this, you know, thought of like, I'm going to start a YouTube channel. I love fragrances. Like, take us back, you know, because I know you're into fitness too. So take us to the early stages, the genesis of the Curly Fragrance, if you will.
Where it all started, why I went on YouTube, you mean?
Yeah, you can start maybe talking a little bit about your past, like, you know, into fitness and how you found fragrance and then how you became, you know, a fragrance YouTuber.
Okay, well, how I found fragrances was because of my mom. My mom always had like 10 fragrances already from when I was very young. And my dad had around 3 or something, but always powerful ones. So,
do you remember some of those fragrances?
Yeah, because I stole the one from my dad when I was 2, actually. Kouros, I drank it. My mom tells the story the time. I drank Kouros. Yeah, that's the first fragrance I wore, I think. I was 2. Yeah. Yeah. Kouros.
So for those of you, you can't see it because this is a podcast, but I'm actually holding a bottle of vintage Kouros that supposedly Michela drank it when she was a little girl. That's insane.
Yeah.
How old were you?
1995.
I was 2. Wow. What do you remember of that experience? Do you remember the taste?
No.
Do you remember feeling bad? No,
I don't remember anything. But my mom says you were very quiet. I was alone upstairs and my mom had visitors over. So they were like, you better check on your kid because she's like super quiet. And my mom went upstairs. I was not in my own room. I was in their room. And my mom already smelled it when she went upstairs. She was like, I smell fragrance and a lot. So I was hiding underneath their bed and I was with a bottle of Kouros and I had it all over me and drank it. And I knew I was a bad girl and I gave it to my mom. I was like, it smells good. Smell good. My mom was, not so much now because it was too powerful. Yeah. Wow.
But thank God nothing happened to you, right? You didn't feel ill or sick or anything, right?
No. It's just alcohol. It's not so good to drink alcohol when you're 2, but
wow.
I smelled like Kouros a couple of days after.
So it was meant to be, like you had this experience right when you're so little, so the future was already life was telling you, hey, you're gonna be doing fragrance stuff. That's a funny story.
Yeah, maybe. And also it's a beast mode fragrance, and you know that I really like heavy fragrances. I spray myself a lot with fragrances, so it probably started there.
True. And you even coined the phrase sissy sprayers, which is really cool. And that's another thing too, we're going to talk about the way you broke your channel, broke the mold. I love what you did, you know, the duo thing with Miss Fresh and some of the words, some of the phrases that you started. You really, you know, became your own thing. You weren't copying anybody or trying to do something that somebody else was doing. So that was really, really cool. It made your channel stand out in a very good way. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but I still want to talk a little bit about your background. So that experience at, you know, 2.5, 3 years old was really cool, funny, crazy. But going back a ways, because I know you're into fitness. So you were into fitness also, or during the time that you were into fitness, how did you, you know, had the epiphany to say, I'm going to start a YouTube channel on fragrances? Did you start YouTube on fragrances, or did you have a YouTube channel on some other subjects before?
No, I started it on fragrances because my passion and what I really love to talk about and be busy with is fragrances. I do fitness a lot, but it's not my passion. I do it for my health and just to look good, but I don't like it at all.
Got you. That's a good point, Michela, because I feel the same way. Like I work out, I run, I go to the gym, but you're right. It's not, I mean, it feels good to look good and to feel good when you exercise and you feel healthy, of course. But if someone says, you know, oh, you know, it's a great thing to lift weights, it's rather boring and tedious, right? It's
It's super
not
boring.
fun, you know, but you do it
No.
because of the results and because of how it makes you feel, but it's not fun, I don't think, you know. I
No,
think
it's
you're
not
right.
fun at all. But when I don't do it, I feel like shit. I
Right.
really don't feel good. Then I feel myself, I see myself getting more fat and not fit, and I'm tired all the time. So that's also the reason why I like to do, no, it's not, I really don't like to do it, but if I don't do it, I feel even worse.
I agree with you. Like if I skip a day or two, then you start having that regret and you start thinking, man, you know, I'm gonna start like gaining weight, and it's almost
Yeah.
like a vice. You have to do it to feel good, and it's like, you know, it goes hand in hand, and you feel bad if you don't do it. And it's
Yeah.
funny because some people have a great metabolism, right? They may not go to the gym as much, and they'll look good anyway. Others need more work because I think it's your genetics and your metabolism, right? And as you
Yeah.
get older, your metabolism gets a lot slower. I think you're in your 30s now, right?
I'm 30 now, yes.
So I'm in my 40s. So of course, you know, when I was 30s and 20s, you know, I went running a couple of times. I felt great, but now I got to do it very, very much, like almost every day, to at least maintain my shape, you know,
Yeah, you need to do more for less results than
I
what you did in
know.
the past. Yeah, it is like that.
It sucks.
Which is more rewarding for you because a lot of men around their 40s are not fit. And then
That's
you are in
true.
your 40s and you are fit. So it's also more rewarding because you
I
are
agree.
that.
I agree. So your passion, when did you really realize? Because at three you had the experience that you drank the Kuros, but when you drank the Kuros, it's like you drank the Kool-Aid. But when
Yeah.
did you have that experience in your, you know, as you were growing up as a teenager? Do you remember that moment that you said, man, I love fragrance and I need to have fragrance in my life from now until ever? When did you have that moment? Do you remember?
Probably when I was 12-ish. Yeah, I
Okay.
always stole my mom's fragrances. So it was a Alien, Angel. She also had Lara Biagotti or something like that. Well, I don't know which one it was, but it was a nice one. It
Okay.
smelled like how you imagine cool water for women would smell.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I stole my dad's fragrance later when I was like 14 or 15. I couldn't, I was like, I don't want to wear a men's fragrance, but it was so good that I needed to wear it. It was Jean Paul Gaultier too. It was the bottles that clicked together.
Oh
Oh, that was
yeah.
so good. Oh my
I
God.
still have a vintage one of those because it was re-released. Do you know it was re-released? It came back.
I know, but I never found it.
Jean Paul Gaultier 2 has been re-released, I think, last year or this year. It's hard to find, but I know it was
Yeah.
re-released. But I have a vintage one. I know it's like a magnetic; they click together.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's an ambery floral. It's spicy and creamy. It's a really good scent.
Pretty unisex, if you ask me.
I
So,
agree.
yeah, I wore that also one while going out and gave me a lot of compliments from men. And then they said, "What are you wearing?" I said, "What? Jean Paul Gaultier too. You can wear it as well. It's a men's fragrance." They're like, "Oh, but it doesn't smell like a men's fragrance." And that's where it started, where I went more into men's fragrances. So I was like, then I stand out. I'm more unique because all the women at the club or somewhere else are wearing women's fragrances. And I was like, I'm going to do the men's ones that smell to me. Unisex.
That's such a great point, Michela. And it's funny you say that because my mother wears men fragrances. And I think because of the same thing. And growing up, I mean, it's about you, this podcast, of course, but just a little fun fact. Growing up, I remember in the late 80s, early 90s, even before you were born, my mom was wearing like Dior Fahrenheit for men. She
Wow.
was wearing those powerhouse men scents because exactly of that reason, she would stand out. When women were wearing like the sweet floral ambery, she was using those powerhouse fragrances like fougères, woody, spicy, and she would stand out, you know? So that is a great point. So nowadays, would you say you gravitate towards more masculine scents than feminine? Especially nowadays too, because masculine scents are a lot sweeter because you have a lot of vanilla infusion, a lot of ambroxan, a lot of amber, sweet tonka vanillas. Back in the day, fougères were like green woody scents with, you know, musks, oak mosses, and vetivers. Now they're a little sweeter too over the last 20, 30 years. But would you say you like masculine fragrances more than feminine scents?
Yes, I like masculine fragrances more than feminine ones. There are a couple that I really like, but not that much.
Got you. And Miss Fresh, does she wear fragrances heavily like you, or she just goes with the flow? Oh, yes.
No, okay. She wears heavy fragrances as well, but she steals mine.
Yeah. How many fragrances do you think you have at this point in your collection, Michela? Did you lose count? I lost count, honestly.
Yeah. I lost count. Also, there are a lot of fragrance bottles still at my mom's place back in Holland because I moved to Dubai. So I remember I could bring 200 fragrances with me with the move.
Okay.
But from there, I also already got more fragrances. So I think maybe 50 or 100 more added to it. Maybe I got now 300 here in Dubai. But back at my mom's place, I think I got a couple hundred there as well.
Talking about your charm, because you're a very charming person. You have a beautiful smile, beautiful eyes. And I love your accent. I love your accent. I think it's so cool, so unique. So you grew up in Holland, the Netherlands,
yes,
for those of you that don't know. So what is Michela is your real name?
Yeah.
And curly, of course, is to do with your hair, and then curly fragrances is your, you know, name for your channel. But what is your real last name?
Groenen.
Groenen. Oh my God, that's a hard one.
That's why I never talk about my last name, because for the American people, they're like, "What? Groenen? What is it?"
Does it mean anything?
I don't think so. No, it's my mom's last name, and I got that one. That's I know cool. It's a German last name.
Okay. So your ancestry is like, your background is German descent, you think?
We are far, far back from Eastern Europe.
Okay.
So even more the other way. But I think we got mixed a little bit with German and then with the Dutch people. So I'm probably mixed a lot. My mom also really doesn't look Dutch at all.
I know. That's so true.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Holland, Netherlands. Do you like any other sports or any other, do you have any other hobbies besides fragrances, you know, growing up or even now? Do you have other things that you like to collect or you enjoy besides fragrances?
Collect? What did I collect? No, I don't think I really collected anything than fragrances. But if you're talking about sports, it was kickboxing.
Okay.
I really like that. And I also like to watch that. It's very exciting.
How about football or soccer, as we call it here in America? Did you like watching Holland or PSV Eindhoven or any of the Dutch team or Ajax?
I went to the Dutch team in Deventer because I'm from there, and there they called Go Ahead Eagles.
Wow. Yeah. I love football, as you can tell. I know my soccer, my football. I love it.
I love it too.
One of my passions. Did you watch the World Cup, by the way?
No, because we were not so good. So
Holland didn't make it this year. Yeah. See, I'm wearing this color because I know the Holland football team wears this color. So I'm wearing that because of you.
Really? It's orange? It looks a little bit reddish.
It's orange. Yeah, okay, it's cool. Orange. Yeah, because I'm a big fan of Jochen Cruyff, which was one of the best
Johan
players.
Cruyff.
I love him. He was incredible.
Yeah, oh, he was the best. He was the best
incredible.
In Barcelona. FC
so good.
Barcelona. Yeah.
So good.
He's a legend here in Holland.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. To me, he's up there with like Zinedine Zidane, like in Europe. Ooh. He's like one of the best Europeans. But it's a shame, Michela, that Holland went to two World Cup finals, 74 and 78, and they didn't get it. It's such a shame because they had such an incredible team. You know?
Yeah, I know. And 2010, we were also in the World Cup against Spain.
Spain. That's
true. Oh, yeah. I remember that one. I remember where I were. I remember everything of that day.
You guys had a great player, Robin, right?
Arjen Robben.
So good.
Yo, really good.
We always had
a dream team, actually, but we never won. We had really good players.
I agree. It's that one last step because you make it to the final, but it's like that one last step, you know?
I think the nerves got to them because they are always really good. Always.
That's true.
Yeah.
I liked when you were born in 92, Holland had a great team. I think they won the European Cup with Gullit, Marco van Basten, Heikacht, Those were great players, man. And they played for Milan, which is my team in Italy. I love Milan. So,
Really?
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my mom
Absolutely.
tells me about that day, how crazy Holland was, and
So
the
good.
parties when they won.
I
Yeah,
know.
really cool.
So it goes to show, I love fragrance, but I, obviously like other things. And in the podcast here, I like to talk a little bit about different things, not just fragrance, so that people can get to know you a little bit better, not just in the fragrance side of things. But going back to what I said before, I think your channel right now is definitely, especially when it comes to like a female reviewing fragrances, because when I started reviewing fragrances back in 2012, 11, 12, there were very little girls, if any. I think there was like maybe three or four. It was
They
mostly
came
guys.
and go.
They came and went. Yeah. And even guys, Michela, we had maybe 10, 12 guys. It was a very little space on YouTube. Tiny. It's still small on YouTube when you look up at, makeup channels, style channels, gaming channels. The fragrance is a very, very small drop in the bucket, but now it's getting much better over the last, 5 years or so. When did you start your channel?
I started uploading my first video somewhere in June 2020.
Okay. Which was a great time to start because it was right around the pandemic, so a lot of people
Yeah,
were
nothing to
home.
do.
But you did such a great thing. You did it in a way that was fun, relaxed, enjoyable. And of course, we can't escape the fact that you are a very good looking lady. Miss Fresh is also a very good looking lady. And we know there's a lot of guys out there that they do enjoy the eye candy, if you will. So I think you did a good job with that. And even with the character that you play, and we talked about this off camera, doing it very well in a way that kind of like gets people excited. And even the fun that you say, get your cup of coffee,
Yeah. Well, I think
adjust.
also I had an advantage with making YouTube videos because I always watched fragrance content. I watched fragrance content, I think, 6 years, and I knew what I wanted to see, what was missing. So that was what I did. I wanted to make it entertaining, always look good, not laid back, high energy, make people laugh, and just that they have some piece of content that they enjoy, can laugh about. And I teach them a little bit about fragrances.
True.
So, yeah,
So
I think that was my advantage, that I knew what I needed to make.
what was missing and you fill that gap. That's very smart. Now, you said you've been watching it for 6 years before you started your channel. So that's incredible. When did you fall into the rabbit hole? When did you started watching YouTube? Because I know for me, when I found YouTube in 2007, 2008, was because I went to do a Google search on a fragrance, and then I saw there was a video on YouTube, and I click on that, and then from that video, I kept finding more things and interesting and niche things, and I was like, "What is this? What is that?" And then I got so deep into it and never looked back. So when did you find the fragrance community, and when did you get into the rabbit hole? When was that fragrance or that moment that you found the community and you just kept going?
Yeah, I literally searched sexiest fragrances for women. That was my search topic. And then I think I came with Jeremy. Redolescence had the best perfumes for women. I found you. I found a lot of people, actually. Also the people that aren't making fragrances, fragrance content anymore.
True. So many people have come and gone. So many people. And we lost some of them too. Like some of them died, which is sad. Some people I knew personally, like Carlos, Brooklyn Fragrance Lover, God rest his soul. He lived right here, like an hour and a half from my house, and it's sad that he's left us. But yeah, I mean the like you said, Jeremy, I think when I interview people here on the podcast, when I talk to people outside the podcast, I'd say 99%, 95% of people say that they found the fragrance community through Jeremy. So, you can't deny the impact that the guy had. I mean, and again, when I started in this venue, in this platform, of doing reviews on social media, it wasn't very impactant. When he started, the impact that the fragrance community started to have was incredible. So I always say there's like a pre-Jeremy and a post-Jeremy fragrance community. You can't deny the guy, he revolutionized
Oh,
this
yeah.
particular industry for sure.
Yeah,
For sure.
I viewed a lot of his videos. He was my favorite YouTuber. I'm not gonna lie. He was it.
It, you know, not to get so much into Jeremy because this is about you, but you know, I met Jeremy a few times in person. He came to Scent Explore in 2019. What a gentleman. Looked great. He looked like a perfect model citizen. Looked great, sounded great, was very nice, very polite. But something must have happened over the last few years because he changed completely. Like he did a complete 180. He changed the way he looks, he changed the way he talks, and it was just weird, you know, like
Actually,
I don't know.
pandemic was when he started flipping.
Yeah, something went wrong. And it's sad because I think deep inside he has a really good heart. And you know, I reached out to him a few times. I think he's now back in the US again. Hopefully, he can come to Scent Explore again because he didn't come the last few years because I don't think he was even in here. I don't think he could come. I think for the last 3 years he couldn't even come to the US. So now he's here. I think he's back in Miami. So hopefully he'll be with us again this year. But you know, going back to your journey. So you started the YouTube channel in 2020, and when you started the YouTube channel, the way you started with your approach, how did you feel how did you feel the way you accepted, like the way that people embraced your channel or yourself? What was, you know, the welcoming very warm, or did you feel
No.
some hesitancy and like, who's this person? You know, what are you doing?
I
Was it
wasn't
tough?
accepted at all at
Wow.
first. I wasn't accepted. Also with my overspraying, wasn't accepted at all. But I think I was just too entertaining that people keep watching. So yeah, it was like 50-50. Half really liked what I did, and half was like, this is not the usual content that people make act normal. And I was like, yeah, but this is my kind of a normal because I just make funny jokes and I am like this. So take it or leave it. So yeah.
And then,
And I went through with it, and now people know what I do and who I am. And now they know, okay, this is Curly Fragrance.
of
Yeah.
course, and I'm so glad that you stood your ground, Michelle, because a lot of people, they fold under pressure, you know, and no matter what, you're not going to please everybody anyway,
No.
right? If you try to
No.
do things to please people, you're going to be miserable. At least you're being yourself, and you know, you're going to make your statement the way you are and who you are, and you're going to get a following because if you're being genuine, if you're being honest, you're going to get people that are going to like what you do, you know, and that's going to come through. And I love that you kept, you know, the way you did, you know, with the fun, with the quirkiness and the silly jokes. And it's really cool. It's doing something that, like you said, the space was missing. You're doing something that the space was missing, you know?
Yeah, plus I can never, with all my jobs, with everything that I did, I always fell into, I was like nice for a short period of time, or like nice, like being this character that I knew people wanted to see. Now, whoop, flip to who I am. And always people liked who I am more eventually.
I
Yeah, so
agree.
that's what I did with YouTube.
Like trying to conform to society standards and being
Yes.
yourself. So eventually
Yeah.
you're going to be who you are anyway. You can't force what you're not, you know?
No, I can't. I really can't. It feels, I
It feels
can't. I can't
fake.
act. Yeah, it feels fake.
Yeah. It's like you can't require a fish to fly or a bird to swim. You are who you are, you know? I agree with
Yeah.
you. I agree 100%. So what is the future of the channel? Like, how do you see the channel evolving? If you see the channel evolving, do you plan on just keeping things the way they are? How do you see the platform or this landscape of YouTube? Because I feel that YouTube is slowly changing. There is a shift happening. I can feel it. You know, I've been doing YouTube since, like I said, 2011, 2012. It's been over almost 12 years. I see a little shift, and I can't. Who knows? And maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think YouTube is going to be as prevalent in 10 years. I think something else is going to happen, especially with the AI stuff, a lot of virtual things happening. People do enjoy live things. I don't know. What do you feel? What do you feel is going to happen in the next 5, 10 years?
I think it's only going to get bigger. I
The
see the
YouTube?
future bright. Yeah. I think people are still searching for real humans, not AI. They want to listen to what, because fragrances is a feeling. It really is a feeling. It's your own imagination. It's what you think of it. And AI cannot beat that. So
That's
people
true.
always want to know, how do you feel wearing this fragrance? Or what kind of a feeling makes this when you wear something? AI cannot do that. But I do know that since TikTok came, that the attention span of people got way lower. So you need to make your content much more entertaining. you need to zoom in on your face, zoom out on your face, other visuals on top of your own face and everything like that. Because people want to see every 3 seconds, they want to see something new or else they get bored. So or you need to say something weird, or you need to do something weird, or you need to show them something else. That you need to get the attention constant on your, yeah, on your YouTube video. You can't sit there like how it normally was, like the what old Jeremy did was just sitting, talking about fragrances, and then that's it.
That no, doesn't you need work
to do,
anymore.
You need to do more, much more. You really need to entertain.
I know. So, it's a little bit crazy to think about that, Michelle. I mean, honestly, for me, you know, in this space, I don't think I'm going to be in this space for too long because it's not who I am, you know. I don't want to be crazy on YouTube, you know, like having the short spam for like Gen Y, Gen Z, like the younger, you know, teenagers, like you said, they want things.
No, I don't think you should think like that, because I think the people who watch your content are also your age. And I have the same. More people who watch me are around 25, 30, 35. Like, that's my big audience. And they grow with me, you know. So their attention span are kind of good. Just the Gen Z we can't take, but I don't even want them. I don't want them.
Yeah, I got you. I agree with you. I think I have a demographic that I cater to. I think you're right. Everyone, there's a little segment of the community that they cater to. I think you're right about that. For me, it's more of the older gentleman. I think 30 to 50, 55, you know, from that demographic, more mature, more gentleman. I don't curse on my channel. I don't do any crazy jokes. It's just that segment. Not that I'm not crazy. You know, I have a crazy side. I think we all have a crazy side.
We all have, yeah.
But I try to express those just for like people that I really care, you know, the people that really know me. I like to say that's like my special side, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's awesome, you know, to see the ladies flourish on the YouTube landscape, because it took a long time. I think there was a lot of you know, hesitancy, especially from the male audience. They only wanted guys reviewing fragrances. And I love what you did, what Curly Fragrance did, what Demi Rollins did. I think you guys really broke that mold and say, hey, no, ladies can talk about fragrances. After all, you know, they're the ones smelling us, or for the most part anyway. You know, maybe a guy wants Definitely. To be smelled by another guy, which is okay. But, you know, I think that's a great thing that you guys did that. You know, you broke the mold. Who do you think are like the top ladies out there that are really making an impact like yourself? If you could name like maybe your top favorite, not that you're saying they're the best, but maybe your favorite, like top three or top five ladies that are doing what you're doing besides yourself.
Me, Demi, and Curly Sense.
Okay.
I think we get the most views. I also like to watch those two the most because we have the same kind of taste in fragrances. Yeah. Jus de Rose is also very good though. But she doesn't have my type of fragrances that I like.
And she's a little more serious too. I think,
yeah.
Well, Demi is a little more serious, I think too. I think you and Curly Sense have that spunk, that little flair. You guys are a little more quirky. But then the other two are a little bit more serious, I think. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And I love when you guys do the collabs. I love when you guys do the videos together. I think it's so nice because you do that with Miss Fresh so well. But when you do it with Demi, with Curly Sense, there's that exchange, which is really, really fun to watch. I think you guys do.
Oh, yeah. Show. And they go with me. So that's even fun as well. Then sometimes I remember I did one with Demi and I was like, then I was serious. And then she made a dirty joke. And I was like, totally stunned. Like, what? You say something dirty to me now? She was also really proud. You know, it was really fun.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
I like that.
Those are a lot of fun. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the fragrance creation situation, because we see that happening very, very strongly in the past few years. We have Steven Redolescence with Navitus, and then a lot of the different, you know, content creators came up with their own fragrances within the Navitus family of fragrances. Demi had one with Fragrance Dubois. So do you foresee yourself doing something like that, creating or co-creating a fragrance with a brand? Have you been invited? Is this something that you would consider or not at all?
I have been invited by a couple of brands, but I like to be creative myself. I'm not really good at working together. Not really, because I really have my own mind and I want to do what I want to do, you know? So yeah, that's the reason why I'm starting my own fragrance, my own fragrance brand, doing it all myself. I can tell you it's a headache. Sometimes I wanted that I took the deal with some other brands that I was like, oh, then I didn't have that headache. But I don't know. I've already walked this path, going to do my own stuff. And yeah, maybe I will do also collaboration with other people. But I want a lot that I can control. And you need to fix that then.
Got you. But yeah. It is in the future of Michela then to have her own fragrance. Do you think it's going to be one release or maybe a fragrance line? So it's something that's going to happen for sure, right?
Yeah, it's already in the works. I think like in two or 3 months, maybe it's done. I'm not sure. Every time we're like, it's almost done. And then we come into something that we need to fix again, you know. So that is if you do it on your own. But I really want a fragrance line. I don't know if I'm going to do limited editions. I'm thinking about limited editions now, like just making it one time, done, boom, next one. Limited edition, selling it, boom, done, next one. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking right now, limited editions.
I like that approach, Michela, and I think I agree with you. You should have control of the direction of the scents. I think it's very important because then it's really a perception of who you are and what you're trying to convey. You could do whatever you want, but from my perspective of being an older person and seeing this, you know, with different situations, and I do help companies on a consulting basis, and you know, there's a lot of things that I do that I don't talk about business wise. I would love if you had maybe a couple, you know, fragrances that were here to stay, that were true to your taste and your style, and maybe have those limited edition runs that I think people would love, like limited edition bottles, numbered bottles. You know, quality and taste, you know, are very, and appearance. People do like the way things look. I think, you know, if the packaging is nice, the scent's amazing, then I think it'll do very well.
Yeah, no, I'm working on a packaging. I'm trying it to make it the best as possible within my budget. And I already went over my budget like big time.
It's not easy.
No, it's not easy at all. Also, like the little things that you don't think about that you have to, when you have your name company, that you need to register that for different kind of countries.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, my God, Europe is expensive. But I was like, okay, I'm going to sell in Europe, UK, and US. But you need to pay for Europe, UK, and US.
It's crazy. Woo! That's true. A lot of people don't understand, you know, when they see something happening or someone doing, I'm not going to say everybody, but there's always the naysayers or the negative people, which really, you know, people that are negative, it's most of the time, unfortunately, they're in a bad place themselves and they're trying to bring other people down. But it's so much work. And I do appreciate you. I appreciate everyone I talk to here on the channel, whether they're a content creator, a creative director, a perfumer. I know how hard it is to plan, to structure, to do things. It's not easy. Even like on a YouTube, Instagram, you know, standpoint, I mean, people have no idea. When they see something done and released, they have no idea that we had to do research, write a script, record, edit. I mean, there's so many levels and layers to something that it's a lot of work. And people sometimes are not willing to put the work. They want to criticize, but they don't want to do the work. They want the reward, but they don't want the pain. You know, it's like we talked about working out, right? You want to look great, but you don't want to wake up at 4 a.m. to go running, you know?
Yeah. No, I was thinking exactly the same. Like, it's also the same with fitness. People want to look good, but they don't want to put the work in and say, no, I don't have time to work out.
Exactly.
Okay, then stay fat. I don't care.
And it's like, you know, you got to sleep well, you got to eat well, you got to exercise. So there's all these layers. It's not just exercise.
Everything. If I eat sugar, I get like... because I have those sugar cravings and I do eat it. And also like lactose things like cheese and everything like that. If I do that, oh my God, I have breakouts. I'm not only gaining fat, but I have like breakouts. I get a lot of pimples around my face. It's really annoying.
You're hurting your body. Yeah. I agree with you. My wife stopped eating sugar almost 4 years now.
Whoa.
I know. And she's very skinny.
Amazing.
I can't stop eating sugar because like you, I do have my cravings, but I get it in very small portions. I don't go crazy, you know, very little sugar intake, but I do like every once in a while, every now and again, something that's sweet. It's nice, you know?
Yeah. It is like the most addictive thing on the planet, right? Like more addictive than cocaine.
I know, it's horrible.
It's sugar.
Horrible. you know, talking about those elements in your brain, like dopamine, you know, those hits, just like the internet, right? Like the kids, they want stuff that's fast and fun, and they want to keep getting those hits of dopamine, you know, and that could be dangerous, you know.
It is already dangerous. People cannot focus. Even me. No. Sometimes I also have those periods that I'm on TikTok because I need ideas and everything like that. Whoa, my attention span is like, it's gone. I cannot work. I cannot script for my own videos. I need like then TikTok. I need like entertainment and scripting at the same time. Like, what am I doing? Wow. Seriously, am I like now this person? Yes, I am.
It's funny, right? It's happening to all of us.
Yeah.
So if you had to name, Michela, right now as it stands today, right the second, your favorite three fragrances of all time from everything you've tried from 2 years old, 3 years old, from that Coros that you drank all the way until now, what would you say are your favorite three fragrances of all time? If you could only have three.
Then I'm going to choose the ones that I wear. It's Montal Intense Café.
Wow.
Maison Francis Kirk John Oud Satin Mood. That's my signature.
Beautiful.
And Spice Bomb Extreme.
Wow. Those are great choices.
Spicy fragrances, strong fragrances. That's what I like.
That's amazing. And it's funny because I don't know if you've...
But wait a minute. What are the three that you would choose? What's yours?
That's a great question. So I was going to tell you about this. So with my experience, and I've been doing fragrances for over 25 years now. So I started with designers, went to niche, and came back to designers, but vintage designers. I love vintage. Have you gotten into vintage stuff yet at all?
Not vintage, because the real ones are hard to find. But I do like Dracar Noir. I'm like, ooh.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That one's actually really sexy. It's really sexy to me because it smells like a manly man.
It really does.
Smells like how my dad smelled. And I always adored my dad because he was such a strong man. I was like, oh my God, that's my dad. If I have a boyfriend, it needs to be like equal as my dad, like strong man, you know? And my dad always smells very... masculine. So I don't know. I like really masculine, manly men's fragrances.
I hope that you can make it to Scent Explore this year because I want to take you. I have a room in my house that's like a little museum. I have over 5,000 fragrances, easy. But I have a few sections of this room that's all vintage stuff. I have fragrances from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Like a lot of old stuff. So I'd love to show you some of those fragrances that maybe your father wore, just to take you through that memory lane thing. It's just, like you said, you know, it's such, you know, the difference between us and AIs is the spirit, the soul, you know, the way we perceive things, the memories and emotions that we create, the AIs will never be able to reciprocate.
No, so, it can be recreated. So I'm not worried about AI with that at all.
But just so I'm not a sissy runner here, I'm going to tell you, because I know you asked me about my three favorites. So I would have to go back to vintage. I would have to say Dolce & Gabbana Pour Homme, the original with the sticker. I don't know if you ever tried that. It's so good. Azzaro Pour Homme, the original. And the third one, it would probably be something niche, something a little daring. Maybe something Amouage. If I could only have three, I would go with those two vintages, and I would choose something a little bit daring and different from either Amouage or Surjoff, you know, just so I had something a little crazy and different.
Okay.
That's what I would probably do. Vibrato is getting a lot of limelight now, right? Everyone's talking about Suspiro Vibrato. Like,
I like it too.
What do you think are the most, if you think about real quickly as a snapshot, what do you think are like the most hyped brands or fragrances as of late?
Aventus, Dior Sauvage, or do you mean like Sospiro Vibrato, that route?
No, we can mix and match. I think Vibrato is really popular right now. Aventus has always been popular.
Yes.
Sauvage.
Yeah, but also the clones of it. The clones are very popular of Aventus. Aventus itself is very popular. Dior Sauvage is very, very popular because everybody who you know who wears a fragrance is probably wearing that one.
True.
Which one more? I think also Acqua di Gio is also really, really popular.
Have you tried the new parfum? Acqua di Gio 2023?
No. Here in Dubai, they have nothing new. So annoying. I want to smell Jean Paul Gaultier Elixir, the new Armani.
I just reviewed Elixir and I'm about to review the new Acqua di Gio. I've been wearing Elixir, so I did a review, and Acqua di Gio I'm currently wearing, and I'm going to, you know, record the review very soon, because I try to wear the fragrance at least 3-4 times, like a few days in a row, just to really get the intro, the mid, the dry down. Then I write, you know, the script, and then I you know, like the talking points, and then I record, and then I edit. The Elixir is good. I don't think it's as good as people are hyping it. It's good, but I mean, when you try it, it's not that it's a bad release. It's a really nice, I think it's more amber. It says it's tobacco in it. I get more amber than tobacco.
Okay.
It's in the same wheelhouse as Stronger With You, you know, those kind of fragrances, a little nutty, ambery, gourmandy. It's very sexy. It's sexy. It's sexy.
Okay.
But
yeah, but there are so many who go that nutty route that, that Armani is doing. Also, like 1 Million also has one that, yeah, this one also has that nuttiness. 1 Million Elixir.
That's true. That's true.
So I already have a lot of nuttiness. I don't want that.
That's the thing. A lot of companies go with the profile that's really popular. It's working for one company, so another company is going to try to think about Paco Rabanne Invictus Aqua. How many companies have that DNA? You know.
Yeah. A lot.
So if it works, they go with it, you know. I'm surprised that more companies aren't copying Baccarat Rouge 540 or Aventus. I mean, the designer companies, you know, I'm surprised that they're not doing more of that.
No, Ariana Grande Cloud.
True.
That one did it, but not other ones. I know that Montal also did one. Sensual Instincts, also a little bit of Baccarat Rouge vibe, but then better.
True.
Yeah, so we got a lot, but more niche or clone houses.
When I walk the streets of New York, Michelle, I smell Suntel 33, Baccarat Rouge 540 a lot. Like, I go into like buildings and I smell it so much. Like, guys and women, like wearing Baccarat Rouge 540, Suntel 33, like all over the place.
I really don't understand Suntel 33. Really don't understand that one.
It's good, but it's not great. You know,
it's okay. Exactly. It's okay, but it's not like. Then you can better wear. Then I rather smell Dior Sauvage.
Have you tried the new Mont Blanc Explorer Platinum?
No.
That one is really interesting because it has a little bit of the Le Labo Suntel 33, but it added sweeter citrus notes up top. So it's a creamy green citrus sweetie with a little, you know, sweetness to it. It's quite good. It's different. I like what they did. They took that Suntel 33 but made it more interesting. I like that
one. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good new release.
I need to smell it.
I think you're going to like it. So tell us about your future projects besides the YouTube channel, fragrance. I'm very curious about your fragrances. When do you think you're going to start releasing them? Is it going to be later this year?
I already supposed to release it like last December. So I have no idea. We keep postponing it like 3 months more, 3 months more. So I have no idea. I have like no expectation anymore. I just go with the flow. But I am already going to start working on future projects so that that comes out faster instead of only waiting on this one and then that this project goes. So I hope then that the next one goes a little bit faster.
Hopefully we'll see you at Scent Explore in December, and hopefully your fragrance will be ready so we can actually try it at the event.
I hope so. If it's ready, I will bring it. I will bring it to Etsans.
That's Scent Explore.
Oh, yeah, Scent Explore. I'm sorry. I always mix match those two.
I know. It's no problem. Yeah, we're this is the fifth year of the event. I'm just going to briefly talk about it. You know, I hope that you can come. Last year, we had a lot of people that came, and we had all together between the virtual and the in-person, we had over 4,800 people for the 2 days. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of passion, a lot of fun. We had masterclass workshops. And I think you work with Max Aroma, which Max Aroma and the Scent House are both partners of Scent Explorer. So I do hope that you can make it this year. Are you planning to coming to New York for any kind of launch parties? Because I know Max Aroma usually has some parties and they invite some content creators. Are you planning on coming to New York at all besides Scent Explorer?
I think only Scent Explorer, unless Hamed asked me and he's like, hey, do you want to come? Do you have time? Then maybe like, yes or no. You know, it depends.
He's such a great guy. I really like Hamed.
And also really always nice. Last minute. Hamed is always last minute.
My God.
So I will see what happens with Hamed.
I'm with you there. See, I'm a very structured person, very, very planned and very disciplined. And Hamed, I know Hamed for like 13 years now. But it's always like that. I got to keep on him. It's like, man, what's going on? Oh, I'm sorry. Like it's always last minute. He's a great guy, great heart. But yeah. It's always last minute. I agree.
For me,
with you.
It's also like that because I'm also a last minute person. So okay. If you have last minute person with last minute person, everything goes to the last minute, you know? Sometimes even when I have discount codes from him, I'm like, Hamed, today I'm supposed to film. And I'm like, okay, you know what? It takes a long time until I get ready and stuff like that. And like last minute before I'm going to start, I'm like, okay, leave the codes. And then he gives me the codes. I'm like, oh, okay, I can still record. Like it always is like that with Hamed.
He's a funny guy. Yeah. But I think Miss Fresh is very disciplined because she's a Virgo, right? Virgos are very like disciplined and right, scheduled, right?
Virgo. She's, I don't know if it's called Virgo, but I know it's Virgin. Virgin?
Yes, it's a Virgo.
Is that Virgo?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's very, I need her. If I don't, I really need her because I'm last minute.
Balance.
We're really like yin and yang. We work perfectly together.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yes.
She's super structured. Like, Michela, you need to do this. Okay. You know, like that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
How often would you say you work out? You work out every day, every other day? You do some cardio, some weights?
Well, I have now an injury on my shoulder. So I cannot work out that hard. So I need cardio right now. So I do 3-4 times a week. I do strength training. And the other days I do cardio. Or sometimes I do them together.
Nice.
And cardio is only sitting on a bike watching YouTube. That's what I do. Gotcha. I don't like to do any other kind of a cardio. I don't like running. I don't like hit things or stuff like that. Just sitting on a bike and do bicycle, you know?
Nice.
That's really
nice,
good.
Nice and smooth. And it's good too. It's good for you. Cardio is important for the heart. And it makes you feel good. You know, it gives you those hit of good brain waves and it makes you feel good. Endorphins, dopamines. I mean, it's really good for your body. Just one last thing before I let you go, Michela, tell someone that's watching you or has watched you. Maybe there's ladies out there that want to come up with their own YouTube channels. What kind of advice would you give them, for someone, you know, either a lady or a guy that wants to start the YouTube channel? What, you know, maybe three advice that you would say, hey, start here, do this, don't do that. Like, what would you say to them?
Well, if you want to start, I think you also want views, that people watch your content. So start with designer fragrances because those will get you found. If you do niche, if you start with niche, you're not getting anywhere. So designer fragrances, start with that. Maybe throw some niche in there if you like niche, but mainly that. Top 10, do top 10 fragrances, top 10 lists. That's what you need to do and try to be different.
I agree.
That's my best advice.
One thing I love about Michela, and I said this before, I don't see jealousy in you. Like a lot of times you talk to people and I don't have that either. I don't care whoever grows, it's good for them. You know, I always want people to do well. And that's why I created Scent Explore, because at the end of the day, I'm not looking to be the number one YouTuber or I don't care. I like to bring people together. I like to share happiness and fun. I like to raise people. It's about them. It's not about me. Without the people, there's nothing. So it's about the group. It's about the, you know, the sharing and the connecting. That's most important to me than anything. And I see the same thing in you. I think your mom's the same way. I get that vibe. You guys are very nice and very giving. And I love that. I think that's that genuine feeling of wanting people to be happy and to help is priceless, you know?
Yeah, no, we're not jealous people at all. I'm also not raised like that. We help people. I also helped a lot of people with their content. I was like, hey, you should do this. You should do that. Especially Curly Scents. You know, I was like, be more yourself. You're super fun yourself. Be that. And
that's
then she was that and boom, she went also up, you know. So, I'm not. But I also don't see anyone as competition, if I'm being really honest.
True. You're doing your own thing. Now, give us maybe one or however many things you want to tell us about yourself, maybe like a secret or something fun about you that people may not know. Just share something with us, like a secret or a fun fact about you that people may not know. Anything.
I'm actually quite serious.
You're a very serious person?
I'm a serious person. Yeah, I can make good jokes. I am a funny person, but in my daily life, I'm really serious. And
wow.
I work out. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. No, nothing. I take good care of my health. I'm more like a hippie, actually.
Okay.
If I'm not in front of the camera, I don't wear makeup. I don't do my hair. I don't do nothing. Yeah, no, I'm actually quite boring.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, besides the fact of traveling, I love traveling, going to different countries, learning different cultures. I'm a homebound person. I love my house, love my family. It takes very little to make me happy. I don't need to, expensive things. Go. I love my
Me neither.
house. I love my
Yeah,
house.
me neither. Plus, I'm a lone wolf. I do a lot of stuff on my own. I can entertain myself on my
Same
own.
here. Same here.
Yeah, I don't need much. Plus, I like how stuff were like 80s, 90s. I watch a lot of 80s, 90s movies.
That's so cool.
I don't really like the time that I live in now. It's quite boring. I like the times it was before. No phone,
I
a
think
lot
you're
of
I think you're an
nothing like
old
that.
I think you're an old soul. You know, I think I'm an old soul too. Like, I look at old movies, I was like, man, I wish I was born in the 40s or 50s, you know?
Yeah, me too. Me too.
So I think you're an old soul like myself. You know, we're going with the flow here, but you know, I really wish when things were simpler, when things were simple, I think it was more people were connecting deeper, you
Yeah,
know. I think
a
things are
lot
too
simpler.
superficial. I agree.
Yeah. Now
I
people
agree.
are like, when they are being social, it's through social media. And back
I
in the
agree.
day, you just went to the person and you hang out. That's much more nice.
That's
Yeah,
so
I love
true,
that.
Michelle. I have friends still today that I've been friends for over 33 years. They were like my childhood friends, you know, which nowadays it's very hard to find, like somebody that's in their 20s or 30s that still has friends from when they were like 7 or 5. And I still have a few of those, you know. And I agree with you. I think in a very connected world, I think people are more and more disconnected. I agree with you.
Yeah. Or we are disconnected from everything. From
Which
everything.
is kind of sad. But
Yeah.
listen, it was a pleasure to talk to you. I think you know, we have a lot more to talk about, and I know we will, but this was just a little podcast just so people can get to know you a little bit more. It was a pleasure to have you. And as always, I say this to you off camera when I met you a couple of times. I'll say it again. If you ever need anything from me, please don't hesitate. I do enjoy talking to you. I think you're a great person. Say hello to your mom for me and
I
Miss
will.
Fresh.
Yeah,
And
I
I
will.
really hope to see you guys in New York. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's probably going to happen because we really like America.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone. Any
Thank you.
parting words? Oh, by the way, if anybody wants to contact you, do you want to leave your handle, your email?
No,
They
not
can
really.
find you. They can
They can
find you.
find me. They can find me. There's Curly Fragrance. You can find me. It's
Do
okay.
you have your own website for your content or no?
I think because I needed to move here to Dubai, I needed to make a website. I think I have one. I think it's Curly Fragrance
Okay.
something point com,
That would
dot
be
com.
good. That would be great because God forbid if something happens to YouTube or whatever, you can still have your content in your website. I think that's something that I tell a lot of people to do because you never know what's going to happen, you know? So it's good to
Yeah,
have
no,
your
true.
content.
I have it. I have everything on stored. Every piece of content that I make,
Nice.
I have stored so that I
Back
can
up. Back up.
back it up again. Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much,
Thank
Michela.
you.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast. And stay tuned. We're going to have a lot more episodes for you. And as always, smell great and be nice to people. We'll see you again in the next one. Bye-bye.